Hey there, Gavin Gear here from the Extreme Windows blog, and today I want to show you one of my favorite features in Windows 8, and that's the new updated Task Manager. Now, any enthusiast can tell you that the Task Manager is a great place to go if you want to take control of the apps that are running on your PC or diagnose and optimize system performance. So let me show you some of the new functionality that's in the Windows 8 Task Manager. So I'm going to right-click on the taskbar. Select Task Manager from the context menu, and what we're going to see here is the default view for the Task Manager in Windows 8, which is a very simple view that allows you to terminate running apps and a few other quick options. Now, the real magic happens when we click the More Details down arrow, and here we're going to see the full expanded view. And in the Processes tab, we see a new way of interacting with the running processes on the system. It's sorted by apps, and then third-party background processes, which run in the background. And then we have Windows processes down at the bottom. One of the cool things that I like about this layout is that these items are expandable. So if we expand one of our service host instances, we're going to see different DLLs that are running within that svchost.exe instance. And we can actually stop individual instances running within one svchost process. It gives you an idea of the power and the flexibility of the new Windows 8 Task Manager. If we have multiple processes that are Outlook related, like the Outlook app and Outlook messages that are open, we're going to also see those nested in a parent-child relationship, which makes the layout a lot less cluttered and makes a lot easier to interact with these. Another thing that we can see here right away is the heat map, which is on the right-hand side. So here we see pale shades of yellow for low resource utilization, progressing to medium shades of yellow to orange to red for super high resource utilization. To show you high resource utilization, I'm going to use an old tool that I wrote, and this tool basically just churns CPU cycles. We can see here that the CPU label has turned red, and that's because we need to be alerted that there's a misbehaving app there. So I'm going to release those threads. And after I release the threads, CPU utilization is going to go back down. Now the column header is no longer red. We don't need to be alerted. We're all good. So there's a bunch more functionality here, but I'm going to move on to performance, because performance is one of my favorite tabs. So here we can still see the CPU spike from running processor hog. And this is overall CPU utilization. We can also right-click, change graph to, go to logical processors. So here we can see that we have a hyper-threaded quad-core, so we see 8 logical processors, and we can see the activity that's running the CPU utilization for each logical processor. Very cool. Now, we can switch this back to overall utilization. And then what's another nice functionality here is to be able to double-click on the graph, and then we see this Chrome-less view, and we can actually drag this around over other windows, that kind of a thing. Now, notice that we have live graphs over here on the left side, the mini graphs. If we double-click that area, we'll get another similar kind of floating window that we can use to monitor resource utilization across the board, and it doesn't take up a lot of screen real estate. Really like that. It's a really cool feature. We also have some graphs, like a network, where we can see the bounds change dynamically depending on the current resource utilization. Now, this is really nice because if we are down at idle or steady state, we can see fluctuations in activity. But then if we have something like a bulk file transfer going on, we see the bounds change dynamically, and we can see meaningful changes that are on a larger scale. Totally cool feature. Another thing I wanted to show real quick, if we go to memory and hover over slots used, we can see which slots are populated, both in this case. I have two at 8 gigs and 1600 megahertz memory. So we get a lot of information just hovering over that slots used label there. Moving on to app history. So here we see a historical representation of resource utilization. By default, it's a 30-day rolling window. We can reset by clicking the delete usage history at any time and then track deltas in our resource utilization. It's a nice way to keep track of metered network connections if you're on a mobile PC and other things. Startup tab is really a great feature because it gives you the ability to sort by name or sort by startup impact. And since I've sorted descending, we can see that we have a whole group of high startup impact items here. Now, any of these that I don't need in startup, I can just right click on, and I've already disabled one here. I can right click on another, disable that. So this BTM shell X that I don't even know what it does, it's no longer in the startup path. If I notice that something's wrong, I can go back here and turn it back on. So this is a great way to fine tune the startup behavior of your PC. In users, we can see multiple users that are logged onto the PC. If that currently is the case, we can log them off the PC. Some other management details that we can do there. Details is going to look familiar. It looks kind of like the old processes tab in the Windows 7 and previous versions of the Task Manager. Here we can get all sorts of details. There are a bunch of new options. If you click Select Columns at the top, you can go through these and check. There's a whole bunch of cool new things that you can do with that. Services is going to look familiar to you. One thing that I did want to point out here is if you right click on a service and select the Search Online feature, which is new, you'll get results in your default browser with your default search engine that are related to that particular service. So the old way to do this would be to type in the name and to type in the details. Now that can happen for you automatically, and you can read up on a service if you need more information on that for diagnostic purposes. I'll note that this also works on other tabs of the new Task Manager in Windows 8. So, not a full tour, but those are some of the highlights for the new features and functionality in the Windows 8 Task Manager, and I hope that you'll give it a try. Thanks.